it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country, they hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned, but it rarely, if ever, happens. We're here to talk about radio on the go, the modern way to get radio. All brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, tell them about the devices and the various different platforms that they can grab this show.
Well, we don't have time to tell you about all the devices, but we can tell you the many ways you can use your devices to take Sports Byline on the go with you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, perhaps even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. These guys and girls that are serving us overseas and even domestically, because people forget about that sometimes. You don't have to be overseas to be lonely, to be away from home. You know, your family's in New York, you're stationed somewhere in Texas, you really get to see them. Yeah, you get to talk to them every day, but you don't get to see them, and really that's what matters. So if you're giving us a little bit of a taste of home here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Radio Network, we're very happy and we're very proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. Big show today. It's you and me, and we're going to be talking a lot of NBA, little NFL, little college hoops. When we come back, Boogie says goodbye to Sacramento.
Goodbye.
We'll talk about that next and more here on the Spano and Black Attack. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off this edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We will get, probably, most likely we will get less. Because I had a better deal 2 days ago.
Than what you got now?
Yep.
And you had a better offer for Cousins well, 2 days ago?
Talk to those agents, what they say.
So what?
I don't want to go into details. I don't want to discuss about the process. It was a big process for us.
That didn't shy you away, obviously. I mean, even though you settled for an offer you didn't like as much as the other one, no thought in your mind.
This was the best time and the best offer we get for in this particular time.
That's the voice of Vlade Divac, bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack, discussing the genesis of, I guess, the last week in negotiating a deal to move DeMarcus Cousins out of Sacramento. And he concedes that there was a better deal on the table earlier in the week, which he wasn't able to pull the trigger on before it got pulled off the table, and they settled for a lesser deal to move Boogie Cousins out of town. I guess this on the heels of Boogie Cousins' emotional departure from Sacramento. He said goodbye to a city that he loves and a community that he's done a lot for. He is truly a superstar, Bob. He's a flawed superstar, but he may be flawed on the court in a lot of ways, although he is as talented as any superstar in the game today. Seems to be a pretty darn good human being in the community, and that's something that he doesn't get enough credit for. And I think the city of Sacramento and that entire community will miss DeMarcus Cousins in a major, major way.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Joe. I gave a pretty lengthy take on this yesterday, and I want to bounce some things off of you to respond a little bit. But, you know, you bring a great point up there. His community service, he truly bought into Sacramento. His frustration was not with playing in Sacramento. His frustration was not with the way he was treated by the organization or anything along those lines, the usual complaints that you hear out of athletes. His frustration with the organization was an inability to win. And if he was going to walk out the door and leave $209 million on the table for a lesser amount of money somewhere down the line, well, depending on the salary cap, that was going to be the reason why. Not anything else, just winning. He's gotten to that point in his career. He's 7 years in, and he's still a kid where he wants to win. And, you know, it's ultimately what it came down to. And as you said, a very emotional farewell to Sacramento.
Exactly right, Bob. And, you know, as we move along here, let's talk a little bit about all sides of DeMarcus Cousins, and then we'll get into this extremely dysfunctional Sacramento Kings organization, which has been blessed with a new arena. And I always have the feeling that everybody in Sacramento probably wishes they moved up I-5 to Seattle somewhere and they wouldn't be forced to watch, you know, Sacramento Kings basketball because it's going to be bad for a very, very long time. That said, you know, in the open, I mentioned DeMarcus Cousins is truly a superstar. He is maybe the very best big man in the entire game of basketball, including the unibrow Anthony Davis. He's that talented. He's a true back-to-the-basket five with an incredible array of skills. And unlike those true back to the basket fives, those guys that are big enough to be that guy and guard the other guys that are those type of guys, the Dwight Howards, the Andre Drummonds of the world, when teams in the NBA go small against him and they stretch the floor and they play all these undersized bigs, he's athletic enough to go chase those guys around. He's not exposed in those pick and roll situations the way so many of those other bigs are. And that makes him so very unique in today's NBA. And that's why, in my mind, exercised from Sacramento and the dysfunction that is the Kings, I believe you can build a winning team and a successful team around DeMarcus Cousins. And again, as I said, he is a flawed superstar right now. He has all the physical gifts in the world and can do anything on a basketball court. And his size coupled with his athleticism make him somebody that doesn't have very many limitations and cannot be exposed in very many ways, which is unique for bigs. He's also been a difficult teammate. He's been difficult for management. And there have been those rash of issues in Sacramento. But here's a guy with all his talent and all his complexity that I do truly think you can build around. And I'll point to something that you always talk about. Remember a few years back when the Washington Wizards were stockpiling talent and we kept wondering why they couldn't win. And eventually they made a couple of trades I didn't agree with that had terrible cap implications. And it was really just to clean up the poison that was in that locker room. A lot of times with a guy like Cousins, when you see how nice he is in the community and how good a human being he seems to be, despite the fact that he's considered a less than stellar teammate and less than stellar member of an organization in many ways with some of the things he does and some of the actions that he's had over the last few years, I start to wonder if the Sacramento situations for Cousins was a lot of the same thing that went on in Washington. The losing culture and it just grating on him, the dysfunction in the organization, the bad drafts and the bad trades by various general managers, firing the one coach that he really liked and believed in, and bringing in an array of coaches that he didn't necessarily believe in. I'm wondering if a lot of DeMarcus's issues are as a result of the dysfunction and losing culture in Sacramento. And I'm wondering if moved to New Orleans, is he exercised of a lot of those demons playing next to Anthony Davis and with Drew Holiday? And does he all of a sudden just realize all that potential without bringing along all that baggage?
Well, I think it's a valid question that's raised. You know how I felt about DeMarcus Cousins since he came into the league. You know, the potential to be a top three player and be a guy that leads his team to championships. I really believe that, and I've talked about it since he's come into the league. But I think you raise a valid point. And you use the analogy that we've talked about many, many times of the Washington Wizards. And I think it's fair, and I think it's balanced. You know, for all the trauma that's gone on within the organization of Sacramento for the entire time that Cousins has been there, they now finally have stability in that locker room and in that organization. They have stable ownership. They have the arena after all the rumors of moving on and all that various different things. Vlade Divac, like him or don't like him, he's running the organization. You know, so there is stability.
But he's running it into the ground.
Yeah, but
he's running it into the ground, Bob, and that's the problem.
But Joe, let's be fair about it. You know, you think about all the other components that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, it that was all the instability, and that went on literally up until the last 2 years, where things finally became stable. The problem is they don't have talent, you know, and they shipped out a lot of talent and made bad judgment on talent. I mean, you think about it, Joe. Isaiah Thomas was in that locker room. Hassan Whiteside was in that locker room.
That'd have been a pretty good team right now. Boogie Cousins, Hassan Whiteside, Isaiah Thomas. They'd be second in the Western Conference behind the Golden State Warriors and ahead of the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, we can't put that on Vlade. You know, but he's this decision to move out DeMarcus Cousins, as we talk about all the time, and it's any sport, Joe, you never get true value for your superstar.
Never.
And they didn't get true value for the superstar. I think there's some things they can salvage out of this, but I want to hear more of your take on the other side. But they never get true value for a superstar.
You never do, Bob, and in this case, they didn't. The admission that there was a better deal on the table that they didn't move fast enough on, that's pretty damning stuff, and that shows just how far Vlade Divac has to go as a general manager. We'll discuss that. Then we'll get into what Sacramento can possibly salvage out of this, and then we'll take a look at what this means to New Orleans going forward as well. That's all next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Done and done. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. What's your beverage of choice today, bud?
Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Shameless plug for them.
Yeah, all right. I got me a little 7-Eleven myself, but continues to work. You use
shameless
the Amaretto,
I'll
use the Bailey's.
There you go. Perfect. Works like a charm, Bob. What do you say we get into the comments of Vlade Divac that I played to kind of get into the show here about 10 or so minutes ago, where he conceded that there was a bigger trade on the table or a better trade on the table for the Kings. And in essence, he didn't pull the trigger in time before it got pulled, and he settled for a lesser deal. That's pretty damning. You know, and you talk about being able to salvage something here because there's a potential for things to be salvaged. But the question remains, is Vlade Divac the guy you want picking groceries? You know, because of how poor his drafts have been since he's taken over, how poor many of the trades before the Boogie Cousins trade were before, you know, since he's taken over. He really has done very little right. You talked about a bunch of things that weren't his fault. Isaiah Thomas, Hassan Whiteside, amongst others. But there's been a whole bunch since he's taken over back in 2014 that has been his fault. He's made a bunch of bad trades. He's made a bunch of terrible draft picks. And now you hear that earlier in the week, his hesitation on pulling the trigger cost them a better deal for Boogie Cousins than the one they got from New Orleans. And then they make that trade anyway instead of waiting until the offseason. While there is a silver lining to what appears to be an incredibly dark cloud, I think that silver lining gets tarnished by the fact that I'm not sure Vlade Divac is the right guy to be running this organization as far as being the guy that picks the groceries.
I think it's a fair concern. You know, it is a pretty damning yet honest comment that he made, that he had something that he perceived, and let's be fair, it's his perception, of a better deal on the table. And I was, you know, contemplating what that could have been. Certainly, I don't think it was Boston. And that's immediately where you go. Because if it was the number one overall pick.
All indications I've heard that Boston had zero interest. And
right. So
I know, and I want to cut you off here, and then I'll let you run with this. From all indications, as much as we like Cousins, especially you, there wasn't as much interest around the league for him as many of us think there should have been. L.A. had some interest, but was lukewarm and tepid. Boston, who we think he would have been a perfect fit for because of what he does with Al Horford and everything else, their interest was almost non-existent. So on some levels, while I hate this deal and the admission that there was a better deal on the table makes me wonder an awful lot about Vlade Divac, but it all goes back to what you originally said. You never get equal value for the superstar, and it appeared that the market for Boogie Cousins was a lot more lukewarm than, based on everything we laid out, than we think it should have been.
Yeah, and, you know, from that perspective, and I think maybe that is the reality as opposed to the perception, I don't know where that better deal could have been, because I heard the same things that you were talking about, that it might have been L.A., there was virtually no interest from Boston, which, of course, that's the first place you look. I mean, anybody with a basketball brain, including Danny Ainge, would look at it and go, wow, you know, that's our fit. We literally turn into the favorite if we pull the trigger on this deal. Isaiah Thomas, Al Horford, and Boogie Cousins, with the depth that we have on that basketball team, and Brad Stevens, we're the favorite in the East. And maybe
real threat to Cleveland. I don't know about the favorite in the East.
I don't know if they eclipse Cleveland.
The
favorite with that roster.
Right. Well, that's big. All I can say is this, and you mentioned Boston and Danny Ainge, and then circle back, and we'll take this about 18 different directions. What's he waiting for? And I get it. Yeah. The core of that group is starting to age. Horford, I think, is 31. Isaiah Thomas, Avery Bradley, after next season, are going to be UFAs that are going to want raises that are significant, to be kind, especially Isaiah. Shouldn't Danny Ainge, in some point before this window closes, move on some of these opportunities that are available to him? And that's something, just I'll leave that out there. Yep. And that's something maybe we can discuss as we move along. But let's not take away from where we've originally went, which was Sacramento and Vlade Divac, and is he the right guy to run this organization?
Well, you know, and you raised the question about maybe he hesitated in pulling the trigger. And again, GMs play games. GMs look at an organization and they say, all right, we can kind of pluck this guy a little bit because he's inexperienced. We've seen some of the moves that he's made, and he's kind of screwed up in some areas, and he's been good in other areas. It, you know, so maybe they threw that teaser out there and, you know, gave them one of those. You know, you got 24 hours to decide. And it wasn't really an offer. You know, it was one of those, well, if he takes us on the offer, we're going to say, nah, you know, we changed our mind, and we're not going to give that to you. You know, fish testing the waters, as it were. So I think maybe Vladdy perhaps is a little naive in that aspect. Maybe this was the best deal out there, but I think what you said was spot on. There's a real distinct possibility that the league is not valuing Boogie Cousins or what they have to give up to get him as much as we are. I happen to think if they're doing that, they're making a major, major mistake. He's a top five player in this league.
See, I kind of agree with you, and I think exercised from Sacramento, you unlock the puzzle. So, I don't know. If I was Vlade, I don't take this deal. I sit tight. I do something in the offseason after I see how the lottery shakes out and I see what I can pry out of somebody.
Yeah, because maybe that's this, it, but... Yeah, go ahead.
This deal just doesn't get it done. And I'm going to tell you, on so many levels, you know, the linchpin of the deal is Buddy Hield. And I guess Buddy Hield's top side is J.J. Redick. And most people don't even think he can be that good. Basically, what most people see Buddy Hield at 23, only 3 years younger than DeMarcus Cousins, who's already an established star. The top side they see for him is quality role player, fringe starter. And that's the linchpin of the deal. Because you could say what you want about the number one pick in the first round pick in a loaded draft. With Cousins going to New Orleans, it's probably now not a lottery pick. They're going to make the playoffs more than likely. So you got a non-lottery number one. You got a number two, a second round pick in that same draft. You got the expiring contract of Tyreek Evans. And, oh, yeah, you got Langston Galloway, who the Knicks didn't re-sign after his contract was up. So you didn't get a lot. What you didn't get is an opportunity to really reboot this franchise. I guess if there's a silver lining here, the Kings will bottom out and get back their lottery pick that they were going to lose to the Bulls. Because if that one's inside the top 10, the Kings do get to keep that pick. And it looks like there's a pretty good chance with no Boogie and no other talent of note on that roster that Sacramento could probably slip into a position where they're drafting 4, 5, 6, or 7, and they would have two picks in a loaded draft. If Vlade actually makes some good choices, maybe it is an opportunity to reboot this franchise by actually truly, truly, truly bottoming out. Although they've been bad for so long and done so little with it, I have my reservations that they can do it.
Fair all the way around. But here's something that you know, I'll throw at you, and it's certainly going to spill into the next break, into the next segment. You know, there is no hotter seat in all of sports right now than Alvin Gentry's. They need to make the playoffs this year. They need to have that surge because they're in the mix. Don't forget, statistically, they're behind Sacramento right now in the standings, albeit by a game and a half. But, you know, Denver's sitting there in the eight hole. They've been playing really good basketball for the most part. Can New Orleans blow past everybody, get to the eight hole, because they're not going to get to the seven hole, and face Golden State? Well, that remains to be seen. I talked about it a bit yesterday. There's no seat hotter in sports right now than Alvin Gentry, because if they fail to make the playoffs, then Sacramento has two lottery picks in a very, very heavy draft. Buddy Hield, who they think more of than you, and, you know, another pick in the second round, and at the very top of the second round. So they think they're poised to turn this franchise around if, and a big if, New Orleans does not make the playoffs. Alvin Gentry is, that griddle is as warm as anywhere in the world of sports right now. and rightfully so. He needs to push them into the playoffs to make sure they're not giving up a lottery pick in this draft.
You know, it is interesting you mention Alvin Gentry because he's done nothing to show me that he's the answer as the head coach there. But he better get him there. They're 2.5 games out of the eighth spot. Denver's got the eighth spot. If Denver doesn't make a move to fortify and they end up being a seller because they're not all that concerned with being victims of the Golden State Warriors' onslaught in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs, it'll get that much easier for New Orleans. But with this trade and with who's in front of them and the way they're playing, it would be inexcusable if Gentry didn't get these Pelicans to the playoffs, and I would expect it would cost him his job. Dell Demps pulling this off probably saves his job because he's done a pretty awful job in New Orleans. We'll pick it up right there next here on The Attack. We're Span on Black. No flipping.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy 2 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use speedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I told my wife I'd be home by 1 the latest. We're making an 8 o'clock plane to Florida.
Who goes to Florida in July?
Well, it's off season. There's no crowds and you get the best room for 1/10 the price.
Some vacation, 6 cheap people in an empty hotel.
Lottie Divitz bringing us back to the attack. my work here is done.
pretty much.
Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. Joe, we were talking before we went to break about Demps maybe saving his job. He's done a pretty lousy job down in New Orleans, and the unibrow is certainly rumbling about maybe getting out of town. So they bring in Boogie Cousins, a fellow Kentuckian, and maybe that powerful front line, because there is none better now in basketball.
Right. I think that's the best point. Is there any team in the league with better power play than New Orleans? And I think what's so nice about it, too, it's something I alluded to with Cousins, and you can say the same thing about Anthony Davis. You know, I talked about Cousins, unlike so many true fives, you know, a five in the truest sense of the word, mm-hmm. where when teams go small, they end up in those mismatches that can be exploited on a defensive end of the floor. Well, you don't have that with Boogie Cousins as a five. He's athletic enough to go chase the undersized fives in the pick and roll, unlike the Brook Lopez's and the Dwight Howard's, et cetera, we don't need to go into all the names. Well, it's the same thing with Anthony Davis at the four. It's a very much Al Horford-like move. We always have waited for Al Horford to play the four. We're now waiting for Anthony Davis to play the four. Mm-hmm. While he's tall enough to play the five, against some of the bigger fives in the league, he gets beat up and smacked around. It's caused injury, and at times it's caused a slight decline in play. Moving to the four, where he's athletic enough, even at 7 feet plus, to chase some of those undersized stretch four type players, and on the defensive end and on the offensive end, he's going to exploit all kinds of mismatches with his size. There's all kinds of things he can do. I think it's a win-win, because I think Anthony Davis gets better and more durable, and now you bring in Boogie Cousins. That gives you the best, far and away the best power players in the NBA on one team. You've got depth with guys like Monta Hunis and Terrence Jones, and they'll figure out how to sort out some of the deck chairs, and they'll make some minor moves that maybe upgrade their wing positions as the deadline approaches, because they now have too many power players and not enough time for all of them. So I could see them doing some minor sorting of deck chairs there. But everybody forgets they also have Drew Holiday. And they didn't have to give him up in this trade, which is all the more amazing. And while he's not truly in the first cut of NBA point guards with the Kyrie Irvings and the Chris Pauls and the James Hardens and the Russell Westbrooks, and mention any other guys that I missed, he's certainly on that second level of NBA point guards with Mike Conley and Jeff Teague and guys like that. And I think in this trade, Dell Demps single-handedly saved his job, because he now gives the New Orleans Pelicans a true big three that can compete with almost any big three in the NBA. And I would go so far as saying, forget about this year, but going forward, once they lock up Boogie long-term, and they will, and we'll get into that as we move along as well, their future in the West is brighter than anybody's right now, other than Golden State, because of the star power they have.
There's going to be an attraction to playing in New Orleans now. It certainly with those two guys. You talked about Holiday. You know, just the presence of those two guys in the lineup may push him into being an elite point guard statistically. You know, his assist total right now is 7.5. It might go up to 10. Before the end of the season with those two guys playing on the same team. Joe, the other thing of it, though, and I want to circle back just a little bit, is there's a real distinct possibility that if Alvin Gentry, within the first 2 weeks of having these guys together, if they flounder a bit and they actually stay static or roll back a little bit rather than making progress, they might blow him out of there that fast.
You think so? You don't think there's any, or because of the trade of the draft pick, you don't believe that there's any time for these two to get adjusted and start getting used to each other?
I think there is time because of the tightness of the six teams that are bunched for that final eight. But if they flounder and we get close to the end of the regular season in the NBA, they cannot afford to have this pick be a lottery pick. You know, we talk about all the keys to the trade. The key to the trade is whether or not this pick ends up being a lottery pick. Because if it ends up being a lottery pick, then in Vlade Divac's mind, then it becomes worth it. You end
it's
up
still
with,
not. It's still not I mean, worth it because it's a back of the lottery pick. It's not like it's going to be in that first cut. You're not getting Lonzo Ball. You're not getting you're not getting Fultz from Washington. You know, it's certainly. I don't think it changes the complexion of the trade. I just don't believe it's going to be a lottery pick. I think it'll be just outside. But even if it's a lottery pick, it's going to be somewhere right around 10 or worse. You know, it's going to be at the back of the lottery. So even in this deep draft, I don't think it changes the complexion of the trade. Certainly not for me.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Not necessarily for us, but in Vladdy's mind, if you end up with two lottery picks, and look, Sacramento's going to sink like a stone. I mean, they don't have any talent left on that team, with the exception of, you know, Hield and Willie Cauley-Stein. And you're not exactly building a franchise around either one of them at this point in their careers. So, you know, it if they end up with a top five pick on their own, they're going to get an impact player, at least theoretically. And if there's another lottery pick in there with New Orleans, they could get yet another impact player. Not necessarily the cream of the crop, but again, you never know. And that's how they're looking at it, which is why they pulled the trigger on this deal. New Orleans had better get into the playoffs. Alvin Gentry has a very – I think he has a very, very thin dental floss piece of rope that he's hanging on to right now as far as his job security. And I do think the trigger could be pulled before the end of the season.
Okay. You're not going to get any arguments from me. To me, he's one of the reasons they're in this position. I think he's done a terrible job since he's taken over for Monty Williams. And to this day, I still wonder, after making the playoffs and winning, I think they won 49 or 50 games that year, why'd you fire Monty Williams to bring in Alvin Gentry? Because it's done nothing. You know, still wondering. So I have no problems there. I do think, and you know, there should be some adjustment. But as you said, when you look at the teams in front of them, you mentioned Sacramento. Well, you know, we've talked about how, you know, how lopsided this swap is. I mean, in my mind, it's the biggest robbery since the Brinks job. So Sacramento will probably, or more than likely, drop out of New Orleans' way. Portland, you know, it's a half game difference. I just don't think they're as good. You know, and Denver, they may, if they get the right deals for Chandler and or Gallinari, they're going to make moves on that because being in the eighth spot does them no good. And so they could potentially move some pieces that are helping them in the short term, but ultimately will help them more in the long term by not being there if they get the right pieces and they're able to add draft picks in this upcoming loaded draft. So I could see Denver falling out of there as well. Basically, the red carpet is being rolled out for New Orleans based on how things may play out at the deadline for New Orleans to make the eighth seed and make the eighth spot and make the NBA playoffs and perhaps even steal a game from Golden State in that first round matchup. As you said, if they fail to do that, makes the trade a little better for Sacramento, still lopsided in favor of New Orleans to me, but it also will grease the skids for the departure of Alvin Gentry if he hadn't already been shown the door by that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I see it. And again, I think it really keys on Denver because if they stand still, they're a pretty good basketball team. They're not great.
They're all right.
But they're a pretty good basketball team. That kid in the middle, Sark, is pretty damn good. And the pieces that you mentioned that are
talk about
there,
great young centers. I love him.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you look at what is available on the market, and they're talking about Wilson Chandler and Gallinari. And if they stand still, they're going to be very difficult to overcome. I think, anyway.
Jokic is Nikola Jokic is a special player.
Saric
actually moved over to Portland because there was
role
for him, and they brought in Plumlee.
Yeah, and I meant Jokic. I'm sorry. Yeah. But
Jokic is a special, special player, Bob.
Yeah.
And that's who they're building around for the future.
Yeah. And you know, again, and that's where ownership comes into play, obviously. You know, do we get the additional money by being the sacrificial lamb to Golden State, or do we drop into the lottery? And as you said, you're not sitting in the top three. So, you know, how much better off are you really?
It depends on what you can fetch for either Gallinari or Chandler. Those are the two guys that would be moved. I mean, you know, Gallinari's intriguing. He can shoot the three. You know, he never developed into as good a shooter as we all thought. I mean, we thought we were getting the second coming of Dale Ellis as a shooter, and he's not that. But he's a very good scorer who can certainly shoot it from range. He's a quality rebounder. He's a quality all-around basketball player. He's not a star. Yeah. He can play the four. He can play the three. Wilson Chandler, kind of the same thing. There's a guy who's gotten healthy, really coming into his own. And in today's NBA, you know, he's a guy who can play the three or four, be a stretch four in small lineups, be a three in more conventional lineups. So if they, but again, neither of these guys is a true star or a difference-making player. So if you can get the right pieces for a Gallinari, for a Chandler, maybe there's somebody that has an interest in a Kenneth Faried. You know, these are all guys that are fair game. Jameer Nelson, these are all guys that are fair game to be moved. Any and all of them can be moved if they can improve this roster in the future. And if that's what happens, if a bunch of these guys are moved at the deadline, the Denver Nuggets will sink like a stone as well. They'll be in the lottery. They'll get other pieces that will help them in a very strong draft. And maybe they turn themselves around, because the last place you... The only time you want to be in eighth place in the playoff chase is if you're truly an ascending team. That may be the case with this team, but I still think they need more talent. So I wouldn't be shocked if Denver took this opportunity as the deadline approached and stripped it down. We've been hearing some rumors that they're fielding offers.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be shocked. So I really think it's room service for New Orleans to be the eighth seed. As you said, they better not blow it, because Del Demp saved his job. Alvin Gentry hasn't saved his yet.
No, he hasn't. And it's valid consideration all the way around. I thought you raised some really, really good points there involving Denver. But again, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, will this start the dominoes falling? And that remains to be seen. There was a lot of action literally right at the last moment of the deadline last year. Whether or not it plays out that way this year remains to be seen. But Denver is now the team that everybody's looking at.
They're the ones with the spare talent. They have guys that can make a difference. I'm not telling you any of their guys, and you'd agree with me, are superstars.
No.
But they have guys that can start for any team in the league and make a significant difference. If you're the Clippers, you desperately need a small forward.
Yeah.
There's
Hello.
Two of them on that Denver roster that'd help you a hell of a lot. I don't know if you got the goods to make it happen, but that's something else. And that's where we'll pick it up as we tie a bow around hour one.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Now, one of them isn't Boogie Cousins. He might be crying about leaving Sacramento, but he's going into a nice situation with Anthony Davis. That's what we've been talking about. Joe, I made the comment yesterday, and you know we've talked about Denver and pieces that are available on that team to be moved. To me, there's also a whole bunch of backup shooting guards and point guards that should not be too comfortable in their locations because New Orleans is going to have to get more depth on that basketball team with what they moved out of town and either through trade or CBA or free, you know, guys who aren't playing right now. They're going to have to restock the pantry a little bit. So if I'm a backup on a team somewhere, I'm not sitting too comfortable right now if I'm in rental mode.
You know, I think they do need to upgrade, and I don't know that they'll do it this year. I think in the offseason, that's where the rest of this reboot really starts because they've got to get more wing talent. You know, obviously – the five and the four are pretty well locked up, not only with starters, but reserves. And then as the deadline approaches, maybe they figure out which of these spare pieces to move. And maybe that spare piece turns into a spare piece wing player. But they also got to get somebody at two and three that can be a difference maker. It's something they're missing right now. It's something they're going to have to address in the summer if they're going to take the next step that I think they can take based on this move.
No question.
Well, that's a wrap on hour one. Hour two is going to have more NBA because there's so many stories in the NBA that we didn't get to. We'll get to those in hour two. We'll get to the NFL, and as time permits, college basketball as well. What we are, the Spano and Black Attack, we're going to step away, and in a few moments, we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General H.R. McMaster will become the National Security Advisor.
President Trump making that staffing announcement yesterday. With more, here's correspondent Lisa Carter.
He replaces Mike Flynn, who was forced to resign last week. The president also says acting National Security Advisor Keith Kellogg will remain as chief of staff for McMaster. McMaster was picked from a field of four candidates Trump interviewed over the weekend. The president also saying that candidate John Bolton will be asked to work for the Trump administration in a different capacity.
A California police officer is dead after he was shot while helping at an accident scene, and another officer in the Los Angeles suburb of Whittier is hospitalized, now in stable condition. The suspect was wounded. It happened yesterday when the officers were looking into a crash of a vehicle that had been reported stolen. This is USA Radio News.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
The White House is condemning the latest series of threats made against Jewish community centers nationwide. Tom Roberts has details.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer said in a statement that President Trump has made it abundantly clear that these actions are unacceptable. He also says hatred and hate-motivated violence have no place in the country. At least 10 Jewish community centers across the nation were targets of threats Monday. It's the fourth time in 5 weeks that threats have been reported.
Four Americans are dead after a charter plane crash in Australia. It happened shortly after the plane takes off near Melbourne. Authorities say the Australian pilot tried to make it back to the airport after the plane's engine failed, but the two-engine plane slammed into a shopping center right at the edge of that airport. Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos losing a book deal after some recent comments he makes in which he seemingly gives a sympathetic voice to pedophilia. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
More now on expectations that the White House will be giving its approval this week to sweeping new immigration policies from the Department of Homeland Security. Here's more on that story from correspondent Sharon Reed.
If approved by the Trump administration, these policies would significantly increase the number of illegal immigrants detained along the southern border. The proposed Homeland Security guidelines would empower federal authorities to hire more agents to help speed up the deportation process. Immigration judges would be placed closer to border areas, and detainees would no longer be released pending a decision on their status. The new guidelines are contained in a pair of memos that were signed by Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly.
Uber is hiring former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate allegations of sexual harassment at the company. In a memo to workers, CEO Travis Kalanick explained that Holder was hired to conduct an independent review of accusations detailed in a blog post by a former engineer. Before quitting after a year at Uber, Susan Fowler detailed instances of sexual harassment and gender bias at that ride-sharing company. And it's back to business as usual after an accidental alert warned missile inbound. Seek shelter immediately at an Air Force base in Germany. The Air Force Times reports the message was accidentally sent out on February 14th. An investigation revealing someone was working on a design for the message and meant to send it just to a second person for editing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if you want to join the fray. We've got a big Hour 2 in front of us, Joe. But let's talk about the various different ways you can get not only this show but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Well said, Bob, and there's so many ways to take us on the go, not the least of which is our award-winning website, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, a whole lot of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, as always. There's iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. But let's not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including, and most notably, the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And we get a lot of good feedback from the soldiers and sailors and everybody that tunes into the network. And hey, let's be honest about it. You're away from home. You get a little taste of home, and whether it's the holidays, your birthday, or just any other day in the year, it's really tough to serve, and the service needs to be honored. And here on the Spano and Black Attack, we're very honored and very proud to be a part of that. And you know, if we're making you feel a little better, all the better.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't agree with that sentiment more. We do thank each and every one of those members of the armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. We wouldn't enjoy those freedoms that we enjoy in this great country without you guys and ladies. Up next, more NBA news. We've covered Pelicans, Kings, top to tail, turned over every stone. But there's other news brewing in the NBA as the trade deadline quickly approaches. We'll get to it all next year on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. What do you say, brother? We set the table for hour two of the Attack as Andy Kaufman brings us back.
There you go. Where is that from? I will sue your ass.
Oh, it was.
Was that stuff that he was doing with the Jerry Lawler, with the wrestling stuff?
Yeah.
After Jerry Lawler supposedly pile drove him, he actually did pile drive him, but supposedly hurt his neck.
Yeah, when they did the biopic on him.
Okay.
That was actually from the Jim Carrey movie. It was actually a good movie. One of the few Jim Carrey movies I've ever liked.
Yeah, well, that's because Jerry Lawler was in it. Heck of an actor. Those wrestlers make great actors.
Academy Award winning.
Well, maybe one day Dwayne The Rock Johnson will. One of the few that has actually been able to break out and not have to return to wrestling with their tail between their legs. But that said, set the table for hour number two. We got some more NBA ground to cover. Then we'll roll to the NFL, and as time permits, college basketball, NBA, the trade deadline's approaching. There's all kinds of rumors and innuendo as well. And we'll talk about and cover all of that. Then we'll move to the NFL, where the offseason is gearing up, and there's been some minor movement already, and we should probably detail all of that. And as time permits, we'll try and get to some college basketball as well.
No question.
I guess the next place we have to go is New York and the continued dysfunction of the New York Knicks. And, you know, I say that with that sigh, but the realities are they're always a story. Right now, I guess there's two stories coming out of New York. One is kind of obvious. Melo not going anywhere for now.
Correct.
And for a couple of reasons. The Knicks can't get the kind of deal, anything close to what they want, that would make it worthwhile. Number two, even if they agree to something in principle, Melo's basically made it clear, well, I'm not going anywhere now. So basically, this is something that's going to have to be tabled until the offseason, at which time, I guess, all parties have to sit down and come to an understanding. We don't want you here anymore, meaning the Knicks organization to Melo. So why don't you just leave, waive your no-trade clause, because we're going to go into a major rebuilding mode, and you're old, so it just doesn't work.
And
take your 15% trade kicker and move along and make $24 million and maybe go someplace where you'll have a chance to win, because that's where we're going to try and send you.
And that being said, he ain't going to do it.
They might end up stuck with him forever. I don't know. You know, I don't know if in the offseason with a little more time, they can convince him that winning is not going to happen here for you. But maybe, as you say, that doesn't matter. I like being in New York. This is where I want to be. This is where I want my family to be. And I'm getting paid handsomely to do it. Deal with it.
Yeah, I never thought I would say I feel bad for Carmelo Anthony, but I do. I mean, the Knicks organization is playing true hardball with this. They have made no bones about the fact that they want him gone. And, you know, look, for a guy who was brought here to win a championship for this organization and has failed to do so, if you want to criticize Carmelo, that's where you can criticize him. Obviously, the organization and what they did around him has an awful lot to do with that, the great majority of it. But he wants to be a Knick, you know, which in this day and age is kind of a rarity. He loves New York. He embraces the lifestyle. His wife loves it here. His kids love it here. And unfortunately, with this Knick organization, he is literally the square peg in the round hole. Where is he going to go other than Boston, which they'll never make that trade, where it's going to be beneficial to Carmelo Anthony? Number one, the 15% kicks in. But number two, to win an NBA championship. Maybe the Clippers, but I doubt it. And there's no other options in the NBA that right now he would turn them into a championship team.
So ultimately, you've kind of answered the question. There's nothing they can present him now or in the offseason that convinces him to move other than we're going to rebuild, so it's hopeless. And I don't even know if that makes a difference, because any rebuilding project that you undertake with his huge salary in the way, it's hamstrung. I don't know. You know, I really don't know the resolution there, and it'll be intriguing to see what happens, because as we've talked about, the Knicks have a couple of pieces. Porzingis is going to be a very special player. Anytime a 7'3" guy can actually win the skills challenge, which is always won by guards, this is a very unique skill set, and this is a young and growing player. And he seems to like to play with Billy Hernan Gomez. I like that duo, speaking of power position duos, that can ultimately be very special in this league. I like that duo. What else they have beyond that, well, that remains to be seen. Well. And that means you have a long, 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 long way to go. But that said, they're trying to move Derrick Rose. And they've made it clear he's on the block. And statistically, he's had a very good year. He had the one strange flameout and disappearance, which we still don't have any answers on. But I guess the organization and all of us have moved forward from that. But the numbers have been fine. You watch, and at times with the eye test, he's been the Derrick Rose of old. But it's only been in glimpses and glimmers. And the realities are he hasn't elevated this team the way many had hoped he would. So it looks like the Knicks have no intention of re-signing him for big dollars and bringing him back, as they don't think he's the impact player that his numbers say he's starting to round into, and that his past performance would indicate that he is.
Yeah.
So I've heard Minnesota interested, because with no Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn not yet ready to take over, and the fact that they're not sold on Ricky Rubio offensively, they'd like to upgrade at the point guard position. Question is, what can the Knicks possibly get back from Minnesota that would entice them to make this deal?
Well, you know, look, I mean, we all know Derrick Rose isn't the future. The question is, would Ricky Rubio be a stopgap in a draft that's top-heavy with point guards? You know, again, this is where you wonder if Phil is paying attention, and I think the moves going forward are really going to dictate whether or not Phil is the guy you want picking the groceries. You talk about Vlade Divac, the questions are starting to be raised and have been raised recently about Phil. You know, I looked up Rubio's contract, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
If they should pull the trigger on Derrick Rose for Rubio, which financially it would work, you got him for 2017, 2018, and 2018 and 2019. So you stuck with him for 2 years.
At what price?
At,
was it big dollars?
No, the dead cap happens this year. Next year, it's this cap hit is 14.25.
Boy.
And then the dead cap is 28, and then the following year the cap hit is 14.95, and the dead cap is 14.8.
For a guy that just hasn't developed, and we know what he is, very good defensive point guard. He can move the ball and find people and is a creative passer. But offensively, in today's NBA, he's such a liability with his inability to score the basketball that I don't know that I want to commit to him at that kind of money because he hasn't moved the needle in Minnesota. What makes you think he's going to move the needle here?
That's it. And, I mean, basically, you would be stuck with him for 1 year before he would be a movable commodity as far as the salary.
I don't know what the point is. If you're going to trade Derrick Rose for that, hang on to Derrick Rose and take the expiring contract for yourself.
I guess the only reason, Joe, would be if they draft a young point guard and let him get his feet wet without being able to just hand him the basketball and say, here, take the team over. I mean, Rubio's averaging 9 points a game and 8.5 assists a game. Well, the 8.5 assists and the 3.8 rebounds and defense are great. He can't shoot.
Oops. Small detail.
Small detail.
Small detail. But, again, hasn't developed, and I understand that because they're probably going to take a point guard. It's such a point guard-heavy draft. A point guard would probably be what they'd be able to grab. But, let's pick that up on the other side because we'll delve a little further into the Knicks salary cap situation. And, if a Rose for Rubio trade would help at all, and if instead taking the salary cap space that his expiring contract would create would be better. We'll discuss all that next here on The Attack.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Or a dime or a quarter. Try getting that money when you need it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And we're talking some trade deadline NBA and discussing the possibility of the Knicks making a move with Derrick Rose, which is much more likely than making a move with Carmelo Anthony. But, hey, in this NBA, who knows?
You know, Bob, and I was looking at this in the break. If it's me, if Ricky Rubio's what's coming back, and again, that price is not untenable in today's NBA. Mm-hmm. But I could hang on to Derrick Rose, renounce his rights, renounce the rights on Brandon Jennings and Ron Baker and Sasha Vujovic. And all of a sudden, I'm going to be somewhere in the area of $30 million of available cap space because cap's going to go up to about $102 million next year. Now, in today's NBA, $30 million in cap space is not what it used to be, but it would certainly fetch you one max player beyond what you have. If you can convince him to come there, and one good, strong role player, or, you know, three or four pieces, which is certainly better than bringing back Rubio in my mind. I think this is one of those situations where if that's the trade that's coming, it's not going to help you much in the long term, in the future. You need to strip this thing down and rebuild it. You're stuck with Carmelo as a building block, which means maybe his contract comes off your books by the time you're ready to be any good. You can spend some money at that point. But the realities are, you know, you may be better served renouncing the rights on all your upcoming free agents. Have about $30 million to play with in salary cap space. Draft wisely with your lottery pick. And move forward as opposed to moving out Rose, bringing in Rubio, and having most of that available cap space absorbed.
You know, there ain't a damn thing I can argue with there. I wouldn't make the deal unless, again, the only thing, and it would be Phil's logic as opposed to mine, you're looking to bridge from a guy you have targeted in the draft rather than to turn the team over to him to start out with.
I'll get a cheap bridge.
Well, yeah, but, you know, as you said, you could renounce, even with Carmelo being top-heavy on your cap, you could renounce all that money that you were talking about and perhaps draw people here. But here's another caveat that I think needs to be thrown into this mix, Joe. NBA players talk, and they talk among each other. Yeah. Hell, I mean, you saw down in Miami, they built their own team. By having conversations.
How are you going to convince anybody to come here no matter how big the wheelbarrow full of money is? I get it.
You know, because of the fact of the way Carmelo Anthony's been treated. Yeah. And
Charles Oakley showing up and getting arrested, I'm sure, isn't going to help either.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're looking at this stuff, and if you're an NBA player, and I actually did touch on this a little bit yesterday, you know, when you look at guys like Russell Westbrook playing in a small market, Russell Westbrook's doing plenty of commercials. You see them all over the place. You don't have to be in New York to be a media darling. What you have to be is a winner to be a media darling. You will get the exposure. LeBron has proved that over and over again. You know, the smaller market teams and mid-market teams, it's just as appealing to go there if you have the opportunity to win and into an organization that's going to treat you well. As opposed to coming to a three-ring circus, even though Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey has gone out of business, in the New York Knicks. And that's the dilemma. I mean, you look at Porzingis, as you said, a guy with an amazing skill set. Yeah, it would be attractive to come play with him. And maybe even Carmelo on the back end of his career. But how are you going to get treated by this organization? And these conversations take place among these players.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just talking from a, you know, there's some things you can't control, and we've talked about it many times. Just because you have the money to spend doesn't mean you can get the right people to take it. And if you get the wrong people to take it, you're dooming yourself to mediocrity and failure. I get all of that. and you are 100% right. I'm just talking about from a pure business standpoint of it makes more sense to let Derrick Rose's contract expire and get all that money off the books. You'd be in a position. I don't know who they get to come here. That's their problem. But to me, just looking at it from the outside, my thinking is, let's let these contracts expire. Let's renounce some rights and let's see what we can actually build here that might win 2 or 3 years down the road. What they can do, I don't know. It's a dysfunctional family picnic. Franchises run better than this are challenged to get people to come in free agency and always end up hanging on to money. By all accounts, Dallas is a great place to play. And every year they got salary cap space available, and every year they can't get people to take it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a valid consideration. Maybe you lock people in here because once they're here, well, they either play here or they don't get paid. I get it when you're not sure you can get people to come here, and they are dysfunctional, and getting people to come here is a challenge. I just like the idea of freeing up some money and having some opportunities.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work or not, but it's worth a shot.
Absolutely, and I think it's valid the way you laid it out there. There is money available. You know, I'm looking at the free agent list for this year, Joe. I mean, going on the assumption that Steph Curry re-ups with Golden State.
That's a pretty safe assumption,
which I think that's a pretty safe assumption. You know, it's headed by Blake Griffin, and the second guy on the list is Derrick Rose.
There'll be some opt-outs along the way. I'd have to look at everybody's contract, but I'm sure there's a bunch of guys that signed two-year deals like Kevin Durant that can opt out after year one and get paid.
No question.
But Kevin Durant ain't coming here, so forget it.
Right.
But, you know, there'll be a few of those guys, but as you said, I don't think it's the kind of free agent classes we've had the last couple of years. There's not a ton that can help you, but, you know, have the money – doesn't mean you have to spend it and lock it up.
You're not going to throw max money at Alex Len?
No. Throw garbage at Alex Len. But that said, you know, you can choose to not spend the money.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden start this rebuilding, bottoming out, whatever this process is going to be. And all of a sudden, a couple of years down the road, when through some good drafting and maybe some good fortune, you find some people, you've started to acquire some real talent. Now, all of a sudden, you got $40, $50 million under the cap. You are New York. The dysfunction in some ways is behind you. And now people want to come here. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, they're stuck in a terrible situation and some of it they've done to themselves.
Hey, I got a short-term option for you.
What's that?
With the point guard without making the move. Ty Lawson.
He's been here before.
No, I know. I'm just saying he's a free agent, though.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, if you're drafting a point guard and you're not 100% sure you want to put it in his hands, or maybe you're going to give it to him halfway through the season.
Yeah. You know? I mean, again, anybody that doesn't break the bank, bring him. Yeah. You know, lock everybody up on short-term deals. Don't tie up too much money. And all of a sudden, when Melo's deal expires, because you're not going to bring him back again, you know, his deal expires a couple of years down the road, or with his incredible greed, you know there's going to be an opt-out, except this time they won't bring him back. And, you know, he'll be in a situation where the Knicks will finally be in a situation where they'll be able to build around Porzingis. There'll be a handful of other pieces here, you know, including probably whoever they draft with their lottery pick this year. With a draft this deep and based on where they'll probably be drafting, there's a chance that that guy's an impact player to go with Porzingis, to go with Hernan Gomez, and, well, I'm pretty much done. You know, now all of a sudden you've cleared up a bunch of space. You'll be bad for a while. You'll keep drafting guys. Hopefully some of them will make an impact and some of them won't. And maybe at some point you'll have $50 million under the cap and a half a dozen viable pieces, including a couple of stars perhaps. And now you go from there. You know, again, you could be that close and still not have anybody take your money. It's happened before.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if it all works for the Knicks. Everybody in this ideal world would have it, but yeah. That would be the approach I would take, because the one thing you don't ever want to be in this league, and we've said it a million times, is mediocre. And that's kind of what they are. Everybody says they're one of the worst teams in the league, and on some levels they are, but they're more mediocre than one of the worst teams in the league. They don't have a great cap situation. You know, they're basically everything the 76ers weren't.
Yeah.
You know, both were pretty bad. Both were unwatchable. The difference is the 76ers were young with a ton of draft picks and a ton of cap room. The Knicks were bad, unwatchable, old, with no draft picks and no cap room.
Yeah, and you know something, you know, considering the relative health of this roster this year, they actually went counter to what you and I anticipated at the beginning of the season, where, nobody else expected Noah to just flatline out where he doesn't have much, if anything, left to offer. But in reality, we expected this team to be a much better team in January than they were in November.
They weren't bad in November. They're putrid in February.
Exactly.
Who thought this was going to happen?
It actually went counter to what we were talking about. So you can never understand sometimes how it plays out. Sometimes it's just circumstance.
Well, we kind of knew that Joakim Noah was not a guy they should have signed money.
Yeah.
I mean, but apparently we were the only two people in America that knew that he was old and broken. Oh, well. We'll wrap up the NBA talk and into some quick NFL talk before we get out the door here on a Tuesday. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Dr. Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking some NBA here. Yeah, it's funny, Joe, before we move on from the Knick talk, I'm looking, and again, draft is fluid, but if I'm the Knicks and they're projected at 8 to take Frank, and I'm looking at Chad Ford, but it's all over the place, the Tidlinka, Latakina, out of France. And
The skinny point guard out of France, yeah, that everybody has them linked to. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I haven't seen him play. We'll see stock European footage of him playing in a high school gym in front of 12 people. He could be Porzingis or he could be Frederick Weiss.
Yeah. But, I'm looking at it in this deep draft. I mean, depending on where Harkonnen goes, and there's a couple other players that are bouncing around all over the board. I mean, if Dennis Smith would be available, which maybe yes, maybe no, I don't think he gets past Orlando. But what an elite player. And I would not be adverse to seeing Frank Mason III, although he's a little undersized. And on some boards, he's not even in the first round, but I've also seen him in the top 10. So, I mean, there's opportunity there for the Knicks with this draft to get somebody to run this basketball team. And as you said, with the two big guys up front who like to play alongside each other, if they get a passing point guard, because let's not forget, Derrick Rose is not a pass-first point guard. He's a scoring guard. Right. And he really doesn't fit with this basketball team as they are trying to rebuild it. If you have a guy that can truly distribute.
Already got one ball stopper, and that's Carmelo, and he ain't going anywhere. You know?
Right. But, I mean, a guy like Dennis Smith, he does it all. I mean, he's a big-time distributor, but he's also a big-time scorer. If they would be lucky enough to get him, woof.
Maybe they bought him out, and good fortune smiles upon him in a lottery.
You never know.
Who knows? Who knows, Bob? Who knows?
They're not going to be top three, but he's not going to be top three either.
It might be a real good fit, Bob. You know, and I was looking at some of the free agents because it's funny. You went to Sports Track like I didn't, and I did a couple of more searches. A lot, and the reason we're not seeing a lot of the guys, it's a lot of player option guys.
Right,
Durant's
a
player option. Steph is a true unrestricted, but we all know where that's going to end up. Blake is a player. Blake Griffin is a player option. Chris Paul's a player option. Gordon Haywood's a player option. Kyle Lowry is a player option. Paul Millsap is a player option. Jrue Holiday is an actual unrestricted free agent, which makes this very, very interesting. He's an unrestricted free agent. Chris Paul is a player option. LA's going the wrong way. New Orleans is going the right way. What about Chris Paul going back to New Orleans? And we're trying to win one for the Pelicans. It would give them a true big three.
Yeah. The only thing is I think Adam Silver would have to void the trade. Oh, wait.
But, you start to look. There are guys out there who, if they exercise their player option, Gallinari's a player option. Ibaka's unrestricted. George Hill's unrestricted. Now you start moving on down the line. Jeff Teague. Most of these guys are player options, most of the best ones. And a lot of those guys, we kind of know where they're going. So is there opportunities each and every year, this year and even next year, with player options and things of that nature? Sure, there are. How many of them are actually viable to come to you? That remains to be seen. So it will be another fun year in free agency as all these guys exercise their player options, and then it's the derby of who can clear enough space to try and make their dreams come true. And sometimes you clear all that space and your dreams get dashed anyway.
And there you go. Talk to Mark Cuban.
You say we head to the NFL a little bit as the Jaguars and Dolphins were busy with each other. It was originally going to be one trade. Instead, it was basically two unrelated trades where each team sent out an established vet to the other in exchange for late-round draft picks, or a late-round draft pick. Julius Thomas will become that vertical threat tight end for the Miami Dolphins if he can stay healthy.
Allegedly.
Right. And Brandon Albert will now be the left tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars if he can stay healthy. You know, again, both of these guys have to pass physicals. And for either of these trades to be successful, both of these guys are going to have to stay on the field. Also, both of them are probably going to end up restructuring their contracts to make their contracts a lot more palatable based on performance and or the inability to stay on the field and deal with injuries.
Yep. And look, Thomas was a flop for the Jags. You know, but you go and I touched on this briefly yesterday. You go from having Peyton Manning throw you the football to having Blake Bortles throw you the football. Well, that's part of it. But he had trouble staying on the field. He didn't produce when he was on the field. So, you know, it's addition by subtraction. They get rid of money. Maybe one of their younger tight ends, Neil Sterling or Ben Koyak, develops.
And, or they go tight end in the draft. It's a loaded tight end draft.
You can get a tight end that can be productive just about anywhere. Yeah, that's where I was going. You could address it there as well. But with that being said, he's gone. And Brandon Albert comes in at 32 years of age.
So whatever money you saved, you spent.
Right.
But you addressed something that you had to address. Their offensive line was woeful. And Albert, up until 2016, was a very, very productive left tackle. He had an awful year last year, was beset by injury. Hopefully you can get a short-term rebound out of him and he can stay healthy. For Miami, it's easy. Laremy Tunsil moves to left tackle because we drafted this guy in the first round. We didn't draft him to play guard. We'll kick him outside, see how it works, and then we'll have to spend some resources upgrading our guard play, making our line a little younger and a little better. And now we have issues on the inside, which we'll address in free agency in the draft.
And there you go.
You know, again, sound not earth-shattering moves for either team. But moves that make sense based on what they need. The Dolphins were in desperate need for a tight end, as they really didn't have one. Jordan Cameron was a free agent, and so was just about everybody else that caught passes out of the tight end position for them last year. And in Cameron, I don't think you're going to sign him any money. He was dealing with such major concussion issues. His future is extremely uncertain. So you have a left tackle who doesn't fit based on his performance and what you paid him. Send him to somebody that needs. I mean, I understand the deals are unrelated, but they're really not.
Right.
So, it was all because of the complexities of the salary cap and everything else that goes with it. So, sound moves for each side. If each side can catch lightning in a bottle, they'll help. If not, then it'll move the needle. And basically, everybody's in the same salary cap situation they were before. And for Jacksonville, they seem to have an almost never-ending amount of money to spend, despite the fact that they had a bad record last year, but we both think they're very close.
You know, I see a little bit of Tom Coughlin's hand in this move, Joe, on both of them, actually. You don't produce, you're gone. Boom. You're a tight end, you're gone. We
just
have
ask Jared Odrick.
As you said, I think they're looking to the draft, too. Whatever the circumstances are, boom, you're gone. We have to protect the quarterback. Job one. We have arguably a franchise quarterback. We have to protect said quarterback. So we bring a guy in, maybe we overpay a little, but he's a guy who's a proven Pro Bowl commodity up until this last year. We bring him in, maybe it's a problem solved. We find out. I see a lot of Tom's hand in this.
Yeah. And they're in a position where they'll renegotiate that deal. I think that's in the works with both of these guys, and that was one of the reasons this took a couple of days. These deals will be a lot more team friendly, and they'll be able to get out from under should they wash out without too much significant damage. So again, like you said, they sound sensible moves. You know, not needle movers. I talked about Jacksonville and mentioned that Jared Odrick was also cut just 2 years into a 5-year, $42.5 million deal. He only played 6 games last year due to injury, had 1 sack, and he's one of those guys that is not, as he said, blinded by the religion of football. Well, the guy who runs the show there, Tom Coughlin, is blinded by the religion of football. Mm-hmm. So when you have 1 sack in 6 games, well, guess what?
Bye-bye.
You end up unemployed when you work for Tom. You know, I get it. I don't necessarily say all these guys have to love football, but I think if you're going to have true success playing it, you do have to love it because it's basically a car crash 70 times a game. You know, and, you know, and as the Pro Football Talk article that I'm reading by Michael David Smith on it said, you know, it's one of those things. If he had played all 16 games, had 10 sacks, you're not cutting him because no. He doesn't have that requisite love of football. But when you play only 6 out of 16 games and have just 1 sack, and I'm trying to reshape this roster, save some money, get this team to play up to its potential, I'm Tom Coughlin. I'm taking a stand. I'm getting these guys that don't love football out of my locker room.
At 29 years of age and without a passion for football, which he obviously at this point in his career does not have. And look, you know, we've discussed the whys and wherefores with these guys that don't have this overriding passion at this point in their lives for football. If you're just collecting a paycheck, you're not going to be in Tom Coughlin's locker room. It's as simple as that. Somebody will pick him up, but he will get a show me deal. And he'll have to make the decision, Joe, if he wants to even continue with his football career at this point.
It sounds like he saved his money, so he doesn't have to play for money. If he doesn't want to play anymore, he doesn't play.
Right. Are you willing to put forth a deal where you're making $1 million, $1.5 million, something along those lines, and put your body on the line? Sounds to me like the answer might be no.
We always talk about it, Bob, and we're different than everybody. How could you not love football? Some people don't love football, even those that have the gift to play it.
Yeah, play it. You might find out why you might not like it.
Bob, it's like people that do what we do for a living. Not everybody, I happen to love it. I'll speak for me. I don't speak for anybody else. I speak for me. I happen to love it. It's why I do it. When I don't love it, I won't do it anymore. Plain and simple. Because if you don't love doing this, you can't do it well. Because you're going to do it for the money. And sports is kind of the same thing.
No question.
There are some jobs that you can not love and do well. Or do them and get paid. This is not one of them. Being a professional athlete is not one of them. Let's harken back to Eddie Curry, who had a world of talent coming out of high school. He had a passion for video games, not basketball. And it manifested itself in a lackluster career. Sports is one of those things, if you're going to play it at the highest level, you have to have a fire, an umbrella, and a hunger to play it. Once that hunger is gone, you should probably leave. Or you'll probably leave of your own accord because you just don't want to be there anymore. And Jared Odrick may be one of those guys. I've played enough. I've made enough money. I'm going to go spend, you know, the rest of my time in socialist Canada and enjoy myself. Well, yes. He likes Canada. He said some critical things about America, and he likes Canada much better.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, go.
Try and get medical care from Halloween to the end of the year.
Try to get a drink in a bar in Montreal at 4 o'clock. Doesn't show up.
And not only does the bartender go on break thanks to socialism, the doctors go on break thanks to socialism. Literally, if you need you're going to have to go to the hospital because, well, the system ran out of money, so basically I'm off until the first of the year. Huh. Okay. You know, not a big fan of socialized medicine, as you know.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to Jared Odrick. We'll tie a bow around the Tuesday edition next year on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's black. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone. It's just
just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto. It's been a lot of fun today, man. NBA is always fluid. We got into a whole lot of that, and the NFL is about to do that as well. Combine's right around the corner, draft right around the corner. Going to be a lot of fun moving forward.
I agree, Bob. It's always, you know, these stories are always exciting, and it's always fun to speculate on the future. And the future for a whole lot of NBA teams is fluid. I'm interested to see what happens at the deadline. You know, I think Toronto's made their move in the East. Washington's going to want to make some moves to add to their bench. Does Boston actually part with something and make a blockbuster move?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know Danny Ainge hangs on to those draft picks for dear life, and their window may close before he ever makes a move.
Yep, and you know, one that flew under the radar a little bit that not many people talked about was Serge going to Toronto. They made their move, and it
was a great move.
Terrence Ross, it worked out well for both teams, theoretically.
By the way, did I call that trade pretty much to the letter, any trade involving Toronto? Starts with Terrence Ross. It was going to be one of those two first-round picks, and they didn't have to give up any of those other complimentary front court pieces. It's a very sound move for them.
Yeah.
If they
and
can pull
Orlando
it together.
Well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Rob Hennigan is doing over there. At some point, we'll get Pat on. We'll ask him that question and get very diplomatic answers. Because Rob Hennigan's gone in the offseason. I mean, that rebuilding plan has been a you-know-what.
Mm-hmm. Got the right coach, though.
I got the right coach, but they're no closer to succeeding. They've got major deck chairs to sort out, and they lost a ton in the two Ibaka trades. What they gave up to get Ibaka and then what they got back,
yeah,
I don't know how well they did. But that's a wrap, Bob. Great show today. We'll do it again tomorrow. We thank Robert. We thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, and we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.